So in following the news in the past year, I've noticed a really quite strange trend in the media. So lots of outlets have been writing puff pieces about a Muslim hiking group, and they all did this at the same time, which is a little bit strange because you think, well, that's a bit esoteric. I mean, okay, fine. But it kind of goes to show just how strange the things that the left-wing sort of London elite want to fetishize, because if we lived in a sane world, these people would just be left alone to, you know, hike and not have national journalists reporting on it.
Ooh, Muslims in the countryside, film it.
Some Muslims are walking outside. Quick, get their opinions on it.
It's a unicorn.
So yes, there are articles like this one from The Guardian, of course, unsurprising from The Guardian. This is December 2021, titled "The Muslim Hiker Inspiring His Community to Hit the Hills." And I mean, I'm going to go out of the way and say that, you know, encouraging people to go outside is good. I mean, I'm all for that. It's also good that people have come to this country, are going out and appreciating the countryside. And it seems like they're actually going to somewhat integrate with our culture if they're going out doing things that actual British people do, which is good. I mean, I'm not going to complain. It is a little bit strange that they have to go as a sort of monolithic religious unit, just like, yes, we're all Muslims and we're hiking together.
Yeah,
because one thing... Sorry.
I just remember Mr. Robinson once said, can you not even walk with other people?
But yes, apparently you've got to walk with people who are of a similar religious line, but, you know, each to their own if they want.
I'm for free association.
But yeah, I think on the whole, it's a wholesome thing that they're going out walking. Fine, good, if they're going to be here. At least do as the British do and enjoy the countryside. Great. So... carrying on, here's another article. This is from February 2022, and this is from National Geographic, because, you know, as if The Guardian wasn't enough, National Geographic, of course, international publication, just like, this is the story that we really need to cover. This national, hard-hitting news.
They usually report on, like, a tribe in the Amazon that's been
Yeah, the subtle connotation is a little bit insulting, isn't it?
The Muslim tribe of England.
So it's titled, "For Muslim Hikers, an Empowering Community Makes All the Difference." It's like, yes, no one was stopping you from going outside ever. I think walks in the countryside, even if we were really racist in the past. I mean, no one stopped you.
There was the Muslims Not Allowed to Walk Act of 1853, passed by Parliament. Can't believe the Whigs did that.
Had to go around everywhere on their hands and knees. It was terrible, I tell you. They never did anything in time. And on a slightly... unfortunate note, for a week now, this video titled "What's in the UK Government's Grooming Gangs Report" is going to be free to watch. So make sure to check that out. It's only free for a week. So from today till next Sunday, you can watch this with Peter McIlvenna, who is doing some great work. But yes, unfortunate that is in amongst this Muslim hiking group segment, but there we go. I wasn't trying to insinuate anything genuinely. For once, I'm not being sarcastic. That is just what I had to mention today. So here's the BBC, 29th of December 2021, and remember, this is the same sort of time as the other two articles I mentioned. Muslim hikers say abusive comments won't stop them. Why are they receiving abusive comments? Do you think maybe it's something to do with the fact that the media are reporting on this in a weird sort of way, and people can see the agenda, just like, Muslims are doing things that normal people do. Isn't this great? And it's being shoved down people's throats by all of the media.
Like a tribe in the Amazon again.
Yeah, and obviously I don't approve of sending them abuse. I think they're doing a good thing.
But if you set up an English chess club, funnily enough, National Geographic don't turn up?
No, it's... But yeah, obviously the media, in creepily fetishizing this stuff and reporting on it and having implicit ideology being forced down people's throats in that, yeah, isn't this great that they're doing these things? People react against it, and they're not right to do so in sending them abusive messages. That's not going to help anyone. But I think the media is somewhat culpable for this, aren't they? In just bringing this up all the time. Just like, yes, there is a hiking group and they're all Muslim. Are you shocked? You go up to people in the street. Go up to people in the street and just say, are you shocked by the news that there's a Muslim hiking group? And they'll be like, No, of course not. I mean, it's not that weird.
You get McDonald's or what?
Yes. Believe it or not, people of other religions like walking. This is news, apparently. So the BBC, again, in March of 2022, said Muslim hikers, what are proper walkers? Like, they're trying to challenge this thing of hiking. Yeah, we've got to take a stand against big hiking because they're keeping us down. Because, of course, we just hit this wall when we're walking.
Do they call themselves walkers? Hikers? You usually call yourself hikers, not walkers, right? Kind of reminds me of the
Walking Dead. Hikers, then.
Can't just be me, right? They're like, why did the BBC use walkers? I've never heard that described for people who go hiking. They always call themselves hikers, but whatever.
I mean, hikers makes it sound like you're bigging it up. Just saying you're going for a walk. I mean, that's effectively what they're doing, right?
I don't usually go for a walk up a bloody mountain. seems like hiking to me.
I'm glad we're covering the hard-hitting issues here. But again, the BBC, on April 2022, so this is a monthly thing, they want to mention this Muslim hiking group. They're really big on it. And this is BBC Bite Size as well, so this is for kids, so the kids have got to know.
It's not a kid, you want to see some Muslim hikers?
So yes, jungly joggers, what's it like to be a Muslim hiker? Which is a weird sort of thing at the start. It sounds like something that your grandparents might say if they've had a few to drink and they're watching the track and field in the Olympics. I mean,
what does that word mean?
It doesn't sound particularly politically correct, does it?
It's a Hindu word to describe a person with no manners or respect.
Is that true?
I'm not joking.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was a weird word.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that news.
BBC, racist confirmed. Islamophobic even.
People with no manners who go jogging, what it's like to be a Muslim hiker. What a weird headline.
I can't believe that's what it means. Yeah. Okay then. So yes, and they wrote another one, which was the one that drew my attention to it. This was published on Tuesday, I believe, and it said, abuse after Muslim hiker's country file appearance. So, yes, they appeared on a TV show because, of course, they've not had enough press exposure. These stunning and brave people who are going for hikes in the countryside. I mean, whoever would do that, I mean, it's...
But again, so you're a TV program about the countryside, right? Mm-hmm. So you make things about the countryside, all the interesting wildlife, mm-hmm. nature, farmers, I guess, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, ooh, look, Muslim people walking.
I mean, surely if you're talking about the countryside, you want to talk about the animals, ways of, you know...
Yeah.
Farming livestock or...
Going camping?
Yeah. I mean, I like going camping. But, so that would be nice to talk about.
But Muslims?
Yes.
I feel like Country Vile may be running out of ideas. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think so. So the article reads, the founder of a Muslim hikers group says it's been subject of shocking online abuse since appearing on Country Vile, which kind of validates what I was saying earlier, that, you know, the only reason they're getting this abuse in the first place is because the media is creepily fetishizing them and forcing it down people's throats. I mean... If they were just getting on with their hiking group, I'm sure people would be entirely supportive. It's the fact that it's being shoved in people's faces, I think. Although, of course, again, I don't support the messages. So it says, Haroon Motor from Coventry took part in an outdoor arts event filmed in Scaffold Pike in September for the BBC special show on Sunday. He recruited more than 200 volunteers to take part, and I'm quoting here, if we ever needed any validation for why we exist and why we do what we do, this is why. So they're hiking to stand up against Islamophobia now, apparently. Not to, you know, enjoy a walk in the countryside, which is perfectly reasonable.
My walks are motivated by hate.
I'm going on a hate walk.
Very angry as I walk.
I'm going to be barging past other hikers. I'm going to be very angsty. I'm not going to enjoy the countryside. I'm just going to be motivated by anger.
Take that, racism.
But yes, on the topic of Country File, do you remember the time when in 2020, October of 2020, they tried to make out that the countryside was just racist?
Yeah.
The trees themselves, the grass, the farm animals, they're all racist. So rural Britain is racist, says Country File presenter Ellie Harrison.
Cal said moo, but they said the N-word. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's so silly. And
this farmer has taught all his pigs to say the P word. Like, what are you? What on earth could you possibly be saying as racist in the countryside?
But this is just another interesting trend that all at the same time, again, they're trying to make out that the countryside is racist. And, of course, one of the real reasons they're doing this is this next BBC article titled Rural Racism in Dorset. Why is our countryside 98% white? And that's probably because only white people live there.
We've been trying so hard to destroy that.
Yeah,
I don't know why else you'd write that headline.
The implicit ideology in that headline is pretty horrifying, really. It's just like, how dare you live where you want to live? Well, we can't let them get away with this.
How dare white people exist?
Mm-hmm.
Why else would you write that? So why is the countryside 98% white? As if you've actively been trying to change that and you're upset that it's still there.
Yeah, it's the argument's already implicit in it and it's already being made out like, well, this is just self-evidently a problem. These white people are living where they want to live and I'm not happy about it.
Nobody asked me. The myth of consensual existence. I consent. You've been on the BBC.
If I say this about London and the so-called races in there.
Why are our cities 56% foreign?
Well, that certainly wouldn't be a politically correct intersectional point, would it?
No.
It would be a labelled an incredibly racist one for pointing out statistical facts, but there we go. This also ties in, coincidentally, with another article from October 2020. To be black in the British countryside means being an outsider. I mean, not really. People from the countryside are pretty welcoming. I don't think
they know that black people exist. It's not. It's not Siberia.
They get adverts on the TV. They've seen plenty of them. I mean,
they also have some. It's. Jesus Christ.
This is just inventing grievances to complain about, isn't it? Because it's. John says, I mean, you are outside. It is the countryside.
Yeah, there's that too. I'm an outsider when I leave my home.
Mm.
Yeah, not an insider. I feel like I'm talking to the yellow guy from Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Just.
And when I trade stocks when I'm sat at home, I'm insider trading. But if I go outside, it's fine.
I'm outsider trading. We need to make the outside work.
So, moving on to another article from October 2020, as if, you know, the media and the elite circles don't just move in some sort of symbiotic direction. Here is Reading University. Black History Month. A visit to the countryside is always accompanied by a feeling of unease and dread.
Then go back to Reading. Live in your hellhole. I used to live in Reading. It's a hole. I can't stand it. And the people there that think like this deserve to live there. Enjoy it. Sorry,
Callum,
I like
Callum,
Reading.
That's
there's some nice things about Reading, but it's not nice. The
city
on
that's terrible. I would never wish living Reading on anyone.
Well, you know, they chose it. I chose to get out. So
it's all right. I see it as like you know how people treat North Korean defectors. Like, you're always going to carry that with you, Callum.
You know, one in three people in Reading is a foreigner now.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
They clearly don't go out in the countryside because they feel unease and dread, apparently. They just stay there.
Whereas when you live in Reading, there's no unease or dread about the crime, the stabbings, the prostitutes, the drugs, the endless leftist propaganda that you find everywhere from Antifa, the council. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just a lot of grievances with Reading.
I thought you'd have a lot to say on it. And finally, I thought I would bring up another thing, which is interesting. The Trailblazers, the rewards of setting up a walking group. And this is Black Girls Hike. So it's just another
again,
media...
You can't walk with anyone else?
Yeah, another media fetishization of intersectional walking groups.
White men hike. That's a far-right group, patriotic alternative to set that up. Whereas Black Girls Hype, stunning and brave. Positive media coverage.
I mean, good for you for going outside, but... don't be weird and creepy and fetishize weird intersexual elements. Just go outside with people you like. It doesn't matter what their religion,
but the focus,
their skin color is.
The focus, again, is not on the hiking. It's on the black girls.
Of course it is. And it's just a weird trend that I spotted in the media that just makes it really transparent that a lot of these grievances that people get in return for these sorts of innocuous things are just generated by the press because they're trying to force these things down people's throats. That they're perfectly accepting of. I mean, people don't care that there are ethnic minorities in the countryside going for walks. It's like,
there are? No, no one gives a crap. Like, no one could give a crap.
Oh, it's just so silly.
Call the police!
These people are having recreational exercise. I can't stand it. But yes, it's silly. And I just thought I'd draw attention to it. You know, it's not the end of the world, but it's a bit of fun to point out the silliness.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the book clubs we do, this one on Frank Dacotta's The Tragedy of Liberation. And if you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.